Award-winning Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods is a leader in the Women in Recreational Network, heads up a healthy and active program for the city of Moreton Bay, and still has time to write books for children as well. She's just arrived back from Rocky. I'm exhausted thinking about it all, but not Sam. So let's welcome her again to the studio for an update. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Deb, and to everybody listening. Well, it's been a busy month. We've been running a series of workshops for women. That was thanks to a grant that Envirofish Incorporated received from the Queensland Government as part of the Active Women's and Girls program. We had 75 tickets available for the north side and they were all gone overnight. So that really shows how much the ladies want these events and they want to learn how to prepare to go fishing for themselves. I also went out to Lake Barumba a couple of weeks ago with the Women in Recreational Fishing Network and it was the inaugural Lake Barumba Lady Anglers Fishing Classic, which is being held in honour of the late Amelia McAuliffe, who was passionate about women being involved in fishing. And there were plenty of bass caught and a few Saratoga as well. We put the pots in and caught red claw and freshwater shrimp. We used the shrimp for bait. Red claw are not endemic to the area, so they aren't allowed to be put back in the water or used for bait. The good thing about them is there's no bag or size limits for them and they are super tasty. I haven't done much freshwater fishing and I was really happy to have caught my first bass and I caught three for the day. One thing to note with the bass is they have a sharp spike on their gill plate and it will slice your finger or hand if you're not careful. Now, dinner after the prize presentation was prepared by Matt Galinsky as part of the Merry Valley's Gourmet Festival. And we had a feast of red claw, barramundi, chicken and dessert, and it was a really great night. We've also been running quite a few sessions for school sports with the kids catching a huge variety from brim, whiting, flathead, Moses perch, crescent and eastern striped grunter, and catching yellowtail pike on the bait jigs. There's also been a lot of tuna, cobia and mackerel being caught land-based and we'll be at Woody Point on the 14th of June for the Healthy and Active Moreton. So I'm looking forward to seeing what will be caught. This weekend I've been in Yeppoon for the Beam In Awards. And the awards honour the heart of excellence and innovation within the Australian business landscape and their platform is dedicated to celebrating the relentless dedication, creativity and success of small and medium-sized enterprises, entrepreneurs and business professionals across the nation. We had 3 days of workshops, connections and parties, from a breakfast put on by the Livingstonshire Council to a VIP sponsors only night where I was one of 4 entrants lucky enough to be invited. And that was really fantastic as the event was very personal and so many meaningful connections were made. The Two Bent Rods was a finalist for the Environmental and Sustainable Business of the Year and I'm really proud to say that Two Bent Rods won this award and it was extra special as my daughter was there to celebrate with me.
Congratulations, that's amazing.
Oh, thank you. As some of you know, I lost my dad early this year to a horrible accident, and Dad was the first person I would go to for advice, the first person to take me fishing, and my first business was actually working alongside his. And he taught me that no matter what life throws at you, you get back up, you dust yourself off and you start again. And I dedicated that award to Gary, my dad. The Queensland Kids Fishing Classic is coming up for the next holidays, and we have the early bird entries open till the 17th of June, where early entrants go into the draw to win a Sedona reel. The comp starts on the 28th of June and runs till the end of the school holidays and kids can live and fish nearly anywhere in Queensland. And it's a lot of great fun with over $6,000 in prizes. I've employed 4 of the previous winners and they are now working as junior instructors. We will have started the school holidays by the next time I'm here on the radio, so make sure to keep an eye on both the Two Bent Rods website and Facebook page as well as Moreton Council's Active Holidays to see what programs and activities we have coming up. As always, I hope to see you out fishing.
That was Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods and Women in Recreational Fishing, keeping our community connected. And you know already how to catch it again. That's right, 101.5fm.com.au.